Dave McCurley, and I am in studio with Nancy Dixon. She is the Chief Operating Officer of SAFE, and also Isaac Jennings, who is the
Organizational Manager.
Thank you for Earth. And of course, this week is Earth Week, so we got a lot to talk about here.
A lot going on.
There is a lot going on this week.
First of all, tell us a little bit about where Earth is right now, where we stand. A lot of people want to know what phase are we in, where are we at?
Yeah, so just a reminder for everyone, Earth is an acronym for the East Alabama Rural Innovation and Training Hub. It is a multidisciplinary, integrated whole life workforce development program. It's dedicated to the growth of all human capital and the increase of sustainable economic and social growth within communities. So right now, what we've been doing, and also since we have SAFE here, as everyone knows, the acronym is Silicon Alliance for Family Enhancement. So SAFE is the cornerstone of propelling Earth into where they are right now. So what's been going on at the Earth site has been a lot of motion and movement right now. So as everyone knows, we have completed the New Market Tax Credit process, and we have hired our general contractor, which is Johnson Kreese. If you've driven by the Avondale Mill site, you've probably seen a lot of activity that's been happening around. Yeah. So we have the 120,000 square foot building where we are going to have a lot of the incubation, innovation. Earth is considered the landlord of that building. You'll have tenants such as the SAFE. SAFE will be there. We already have our incubator up that SAFE is operating out of. It's called the Earth Annex, which is at 300 West 10th Street. You can see that we have partners such as Generator, A Farmer's Share, Harvesters of Hope, Digital Promise, and all of those services will eventually move over into our 120,000 square foot building where all of the workforce development training and your incubation and all the in-demand industries such as healthcare, advanced manufacturing, transportation, early child care. Nancy, I know there's a large list. I know you can help me out here on everything
Absolutely.
That's happening.
Well, I mean, it's just so exciting. We're going to be training not only high school students, but adults as well here at Earth. And so it is, I mean, as Isaac said, I mean, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, information technology. I mean, there are so many things that are local for us that that we are working towards to really help train and teach people so that they can make a living here in East Alabama. So it's really, really exciting. And there's so much already going on. As you know, Generator just had that great just showcase of 11 new entrepreneurs that are working towards starting new businesses in this region. So it's very exciting what's going on.
And, you know, living here all my life in and around the Coosa Valley, Auburn, whatever, I go by that way to go to my brother's who lives on that side of town. And if you go from our side of town, I say that because I know you all live out there too, but if you go from our side of town to Walmart, you go right by Earth.
Yeah.
You know, and to see the progress, to see how things are looking. I mean, I worked at Avondale Mills, and it was a sentimental place for me, but that time has moved on.
You're right.
And I'm so glad to see something going there that's not only going to look better, but it's going to provide better for the people of this community.
It really is. And it is just an economic boost. I mean, transformational for our region. I mean, it's so exciting to see just the energy, the synergy that is taking place. I mean, people are engaged in this from all over the state.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back and talk with Nancy and Isaac a little more about what's going on in Earth Week. We've got some things going on for the public. Later this week, we're going to talk about that and how you can get involved as a citizen from the Coosa Valley here with Earth. And we'll do that right here in just a few moments. Dave McCurley in studio with Nancy Dixon and, of course, Isaac Jennings from Earth. We're going to talk about Earth Week. And, Nancy, that has a big impact overall on this this entity, but also in our community. There's a lot going on this week.
Yes. As our first inaugural Earth Week celebration that we are putting together, we are starting it off with a bang. We have an international designer by the name of Jeff Garner, who is the owner and founder of Prophetic. And he is going to be here all week, and we have lots of different events that are going to take place. And we want to tell you about two real big events for Thursday and Friday. But one of the things that we're going to be doing on Earth Day on Wednesday is he is going to be with our students. We're going to have students from Sylacauga City Schools, Talladega County Schools, and Talladega City Schools that are going to be in the garden with Jeff on Wednesday. Then we're also going to have some design students from University of Alabama and Auburn University who are going to be with Jeff Wednesday afternoon. So that is so exciting that they are going to have this opportunity to meet with somebody of international status. He's an international designer, producer, author. And so that's going to be very exciting for the students. But on Thursday, we really want to share with you about a wonderful designer showcase. We'll have at McClendon Bridals Thursday from 3 to 5:30. Jeff Garner will have some of his couture designs at McClendon's. Kim Windsor has been just amazing to work with us and to have her beautiful bridal shop set up to receive these gowns of his. So people can purchase tickets for a 30-minute, we're just going to have 25 at a time, to come and meet with him and talk to him about what he is passionate about and show his clothes. He's going to have his book. He's going to have T-shirts there, all sustainable clothing. And so we invite you to purchase tickets for that. And we've got information out, and we can share with you how to purchase those tickets. And then not only will Jeff be there, but at Bourbon on Broadway, we are going to have a famous or international chocolatier. Her name is Susan Nodder. She's the owner of Elizabeth Moore chocolates. And then Sally Wicker McKay, who is Nancy and Travis McKay's daughter-in-law. She's going to be here. She is the owner of Sally's Confections, and she's a baker and a food stylist. And then Coosa Valley will be there to provide a beautiful display of food, as they always do. So we're really excited.
Bourbon on Broadway,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. So the reception and the designer showcase, that will be going on between 3 and 5:30. So you can purchase a ticket. We've got information out on social media. We have flyers, and we're getting emails out as well about that.
And, you know, here's the thing. You know, those two places are not far apart when you talk about McClendon Bridal and of course, Bourbon on Broadway. But a lot of people don't know about those two hidden treasures inside Sylacauga. And I tell you, Kim Windsor.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I tell you.
And Kelly Prince.
Yes.
They're amazing. Yeah.
They really are. So those are great places to have that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've got something going on for the public, I think, on Friday.
Yes.
And it's kind of near and dear to my heart because I used to go down and help Sam with the yes. garden and yes. talk a little bit about that.
Sure. And Isaac, you jump in here too.
Yeah.
But it is going to be at the Sam H. Wright Community Garden. We call it Sylacauga Grows. And so we're very excited about that event that is free and open to all. Isaac, can you share some of the great things that are going to be going on that day? Because there's going to be lots of activity in the garden.
First of all, that is Friday.
Friday, yes. April 24th.
Give us the rundown for Friday.
Yeah, so Friday we're going to be hosting a Earth Art Community Gathering. It's going to be starting at 10 a.m. It'll go from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And that's at the Sylacauga Community Garden right behind Safe Family Services, 78 Betsy Ross Lane. And it's free and open to everyone. It's going to be featuring some of your eco dyes, demonstrations, garden tour, natural fiber displays. You got to have we'll have a light lunch. And a special invitation for Avondale Mills and Marble Industry to be able to tell their stories. And we'll have Asher. For one thing, too, David, just wanted to say, We have a great community garden. We have a lot of employees that are out there and staff that do a phenomenal job. McKenzie McKinney, I'm sorry, is the farm manager. We have Betsy Haas, which has pretty much thrown all of these events for this Earth Day week. Noah Sanders Asher. There's a great team of individuals out there to be able to put this event on, as well as for safe employees that are going to be helping for this event. With this event as well, it'll be an opportunity to really have Jeff Garner and talk to him, and he'll be mixing and mingling around the garden as well.
Well, good, because I got to tell you, and you mentioned too about former Avondale employees and also with the quarry, with the marble. You know, I know a lot of people that I worked at Avondale with who are, you know, still with us, and those are great days that we talk about. I learned so much when I worked at Avondale. So it'd be good if you're interested in that as an Avondale or a quarry member from years past, or even now, and you want to mention this, how do they do that,
yes,
Nancy?
Well, and again, we have some flyers that have a way to register. And of course, if we have any Avondale employees, former Avondale employees, or anybody from the marble industry, we do. We're taking a living history. And so you can register. And if you cannot be there on Friday, then we will catch with you later and schedule another time to record your story. Because, I mean, I did not know that you were a former Avondale employee, David. So that is so much fun. I know we've talked to John Parrish as well. There's so many people. I'm like in Gray Ellison, so many people that worked at Avondale. And we do, because Avondale means so much to our community. And so with Earth, it is a nod. It is a recognition of our past as we are moving to the future. And it's just, you know, and to have somebody like Jeff Garner that is coming here for our inaugural Earth Week, where he is in textiles. I mean, he is creating.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a beautiful, bringing that all together about Avondale's history, and then as we move forward to what's going to be the, you know, new earth, new area over there. So, but yes, we want to hear from everybody. Bring your family out, 10 to 1:30, and we do have. So when you register with us, we'll know to count you in on that lunch. So, so lunch will be available until it's not. But please. Register if you can. If not, just come on out, because it's going to be a beautiful day in the garden.
Absolutely.
Lots of activity. And there's so much growing right now. So it's gorgeous out in the garden.
We need some rain, though.
Yeah.
We need some more rain. We got a little bit over the weekend, but we need some more.
Well, we had someone who had been out working in the garden this morning, one of the employees, and they were working on some of the kids' events that are going on over there. And she came in eating the biggest radish I have ever seen. Seen in my life. It was beautiful. So I thought it was an apple, but it was a radish.
Well, listen, we're going to talk with Nancy and Isaac just a little bit more about something else that's very important with this week, and we'll do that right after more music here this morning. In studio this morning, talking with Nancy Dixon and Isaac. I'm going to call him Sir Isaac. That's what he was called when he made tackles on the football team. Sir Isaac Jennings, listen, Earth is up and going. It is going to be one of the biggest contributors to this community in a long, long time. Lots of things going on now. The events we've talked about, Nancy, you've got emails, addresses, and things that people need to know to get involved with this.
Absolutely. If you do not see this on social media, please reach out to us. We've set up a specific email address for this. It's events@safesylacauga.com. If you reach out to us that way, we will respond and get you whatever information you would like. Also, feel free to call us directly at SAFE at 256-245-4343.
And listen, I'm going to lead you into something because this is important. People ask me all the time, especially young folks, how do you get paid from the radio station? You know, when you play it, all you do is sit and play music. Well, we do a little more than that, but look, we do not get checks from the federal government, okay? It takes advertising for people to make sure that things go around the way they need to. You guys, it's not necessarily advertising, but sponsorships. That's what we call them around here. You guys have got a lot of sponsors you want to talk about that makes these things possible.
Sure. We have some specific sponsors that are helping with this particular week. One is the Community Foundation of Northeast Alabama. That team over there really kicked us off back 2019, 2018.
Yeah.
We got a grant to, if you remember this, with Bill Roberts and mm-hmm. Pam Roberts, mm-hmm. started that pathway through the garden. It is amazing, absolutely beautiful. The city of Sylacauga has done so much to help us with that, with paving the sidewalk. It's handicap accessible. The Community Foundation of Northeast Alabama has been engaged with us for many years now. And also we have Nature Sacred. So Nature Sacred is really helping to put on this event. We have, through our garden team that Isaac was mentioning, they have written some beautiful grants to these two funding sources, as well as others who have really, if you have not been out to our community garden, it is growing, it is thriving. We have fruit, talk about low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
We are going to see some low-hanging fruit in just a few months. It is just beautiful out there. So we thank those sponsors. So they're providing for the lunch on Friday, helping us to prepare, or helping the garden team prepare for all the people that are going to come and enjoy the day.
And Isaac, you know too, from your days in sports and things, you got to have people who help you.
Not just financially,
but to support you in any way you can. You know, I can tell you many times getting on a bus, whether it was, you know, at Auburn or here or whatnot, and you had a group of people that brought you a sack lunch or things that you needed.
Absolutely.
It works that way with Earth as well,
and
with Safe. You guys have got to have people who are volunteers, people who sponsor to make your thing go around.
Absolutely. And with Dave, you mentioning that about athletics, I look at it in a holistic view with life. I mean, we always have to have a community to lean on to be able to get us further, or just be able to pay things for to those that are unfortunate. So being able to have these partners in sponsorship, as well as Prophetic Sustainable Couture with Jeff Garner, just being able to come down here to Alabama to spend his time with a community that is so enriched with textile and sustainability and economically sustainable, and in partnership with both Safe Family Resource Centers that has been big for this community and Earth.
You know, I was listening to one of Jeff Garner's, and when you were talking, Isaac, this reminded me of it. The idea that he is coming here to meet with us in rural Alabama is so huge. And as I listen to his podcast, he's so kind and so generous of his time. And one of his main emphasis he shares is just, you know, in rural communities, you don't have the option to get organic clothing.
Yeah, right.
And he is, his interest, he grew up on a farm. And so he just has a love for community and love for rural. And so I think it's going to be really neat to see and talk with somebody like Jeff Garner, who has such a heart for community and such a heart for people. And so I think that's going to be something that you might not expect from somebody who is on the international stage. And he's been such a voice in this area for sustainable clothing for so long. It's over 2 decades. And we're just really excited to come talk with him, to learn from him, and to see, you know, how this grows for our community and for our people.
You keep mentioning the word community, what's the old phrase when raising a child?
It takes a village.
It takes a village. It takes a community.
Yeah.
And one of the things about Jeff coming here that I wanted to mention, you mentioned that he grew up on a farm, mm-hmm. and he understands organic. A lot of people nowadays, even the younger kids now, they hear the word Avondale. They don't know that it was taking a bale of cotton and turning it into yarn, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and turning that yarn into fabric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what happened here mm-hmm. throughout all their plants. And that's about as organic as you can get it.
I mean, right.
This will be good not only for our community, but for him as well.
Exactly.
So, hey, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Nancy and Isaac about this week again, kind of wrap everything up, tell everybody how they can get involved, and we're going to do that more after more music here. Dave McCurley in studio. We are talking with Nancy Dixon and, of course, Isaac Jennings. We're talking about Earth Day week, and you know, we've got someone coming to town in Jeff Garner who is going to be very instrumental in a lot of things going on this week, Nancy.
Yes, Earth Week, our first inaugural Earth Week, and we are kicking it off big with Jeff Garner. We've got the event Thursday that we want to invite everybody to. It does take a ticket. You can go to events@safesylacauga.com or call us at 256-245-4343, and we will get you all the information you need for our VIP designer showcase, which includes the chocolatier, Susan Nodder, and also Sally Wicker McKay. So we're excited about that. And Isaac, you want to wrap up on Friday, on the 24th?
We got the Earth Art and Community Gathering from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And that's at the Sam H. Wright Community Garden and Training Center, 78 Betsy Ross Lane. Free, and this is open to all. We'll have a light lunch prepared for you. And this gathering includes eco dye, demos, garden tours, and orchid walk. We'll have garden samples, natural fiber and textile displays, marble industry memory gathering, and Avondale Meals memory gathering. We'll have interviews done.
Yeah, and of course, I'll get one more time the email and everything.
Sure, events@safesylacauga.com. Or call us directly at SAFE at 256-245-4343. So if you are a former Avondale employee or from the marble industry, we've got some information where you can register. We're going to take a living history. We've got some students that are going to be recording, and we'd love to hear your story in honor and of Avondale.
Yeah, and of course, now... The big thing, I think, is at McClendon Bridal.
Yes.
This Thursday.
Right. Yeah. The VIP designer showcase where you will be able to, we've got 30-minute slots from 3 to 5:30 where you can register for one of those times. We due to the space, it'll only be 25 people at a time, but you can have time to talk to Jeff, to hear from Jeff directly, to see his beautiful designs, purchase his designs, and then enjoy a reception at Bourbon Broadway.
Yeah,
did I say that right?
Yeah,
Bourbon on Broadway.
Yeah.
I didn't get it out good, I don't think.
But the one at McClendon will be from 3 to 5:30, correct?
Yes, and then but we'll you move. choose a slot and a half from 3, 3:30, 4, and so forth until 5:30, and then you can go on to the reception.
And it's in walking distance both places. What two great places to have it. And, of course, what a great thing for Earth. I tell you, this week is how long have you guys been looking forward to this week?
A while. Betsy has been, Betsy Hosp is, she is the one that brought Jeff Garner to us, and we're just really excited about all that's gonna happen this week.
And you're right there hooked in it. You're Earth all over, aren't you?
Boots on the ground every day, Earth and safe. We're working.
Well, good deal. Well, we are just thoroughly pleased to have you all in here this morning. Hope we can help and get the public knowledged up. That's what I say.
That's right.
Get them learned.
And we've learned a lot through this. Yeah.
And of course, they want to pass that along to our public. And let me say this too. This is not just in the Sylacauga city limits as far as anybody in around the Coosa Valley that wants to get involved with this, because Earth is not just Sylacauga. I mean, it's our community.
It's the whole East Alabama region.
That's right. Absolutely. So thank you all for coming in here. David. And of course, we're going to let them get back to Earth. And I bet y'all hear that a lot, don't you?
Hey, I love it. Isaac ordered some stickers. This is on the back of our Earth t-shirts, but it says, I am an Earthling. How cute.
I am an Earthling.
Get an Earthling sticker.
Wow.
We'll bring you a sticker.
I got it. I tell you, my little granddaughter loves stickers. That one will probably go on my refrigerator, like all the rest of them.
Yeah.
And David, if it's okay, I know me and Nancy, we were talking about this before we came, just a small fact about what our skin is to us and how it absorbs so much of fabrics that we did put on us. So our skin is the largest organ, if you didn't know.
Yep.
You're absorbing about approximately 60% of what you're putting on it. So come out and get educated on what we're actually wearing.
That's
what we're learning about.
That's what we're learning.
Well, and we will learn a great deal this week at Earth Week. Thank you to Nancy. Absolutely. Thank you to Isaac for coming by, and don't be such a stranger to come in here and move to some of this music. You know, we have educated Isaac very well.
Yes, we have on Gen X music.
That's right. So come on back.